The following message was recorded at New Beginnings Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Please feel free to duplicate and share this message as you feel led. And you are invited to visit us at New Beginnings Church at 330 Robert Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. and our Wednesday evening services at 7 p.m. If you have any questions, call us at 985-781-4663. And may God richly bless you as you listen to this message.
Well, I didn't quite know how things were going to work out this morning, but they worked out awesomely. But I want to share just a little bit from the Word of God with you, because we still got a couple of more things to do. So you don't mind if we run a little late, do you?
No.
Amen. That's what I like to hear. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 12. And the title of today's sermon is, How Do We Celebrate Our Fast? How do we celebrate the ending of our fast? And I want us to look at the book of Nehemiah, because just a little quick background for you. Nehemiah was commissioned, as you might remember, to rebuild the walls in the city of Jerusalem. Ezra was sent and commissioned by heathen people, by the way, to establish the temple again and to establish the sacrificial system again. So that was kind of the background. And it was all done and it was completed. And this is at the dedication. So at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The singers also were brought together from the region around Jerusalem, from the villages of the Naphtalites, from Beth Gilgad, from the area of Geba, and from the Amazon, whatever that is, for the singers had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem. When the priests and Levites had purified themselves ceremonially, they purified the people, the gates, and the walls. Nehemiah and Ezra had been on a mission from God, and they completed that mission. The mission, as I said, included the rebuilding of the walls and establishing the temple. And they did that in several ways. They used their earthly skills and abilities to accomplish the task. They had great faith in God. When Nehemiah in chapter 4, they were battling to rebuild the wall and there was opposition, they said, remember our God. Remember the strength of God and fight for your families. And the wall was rebuilt. They warred against their own flesh, and they warred against the spiritual forces that oppose them. And you've had to do that during this fast. There's a battle. You win some, you lose some, but we are victorious in Christ. So it's you know, like to say, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. You know, but it's not an easy thing to do. But as we've heard today, and you will see in the days and weeks and months and a year ahead, the awesomeness of what was established through this fast. Finally, they finished. And when they did, they called for a great time of celebration. We, too, have been on a mission from God. God has called us to fast, to pray. We've done this. This is our third year to be able to do it. And to build a new church. And that church is the Net Church. And I want to read something to you that I wrote on February the 5th, the year 2010. My journey through this fast has been great at times and very difficult at others. My expectations were high as we started 21 days ago. I had two primary goals that I wanted to accomplish. First, I wanted to rekindle a closeness with God that the day-to-day life and the rigors of life seemed to erode away. Second, I wanted assurance that New Beginnings Church would be confirmed in our hearts as the New Beginnings Net Church. God has been faithful to answer both of those requests. The Net Church is firmly set in my heart, and I believe we are on the right path for His will for us. The task is so ambitious that it can't but fail without Him. The reason Pat's laughing, this morning someone said that on TV, and she told me about it, and I didn't tell her that I was planning on reading that this morning. We will have to seek him every step along the way. But the fruit of this labor of love will usher new souls into the kingdom. I firmly believe that we as individuals will grow as we place our hands onto this high-tech plow set before us. We will cut a deep trench where good seed will be planted by the Lord. Those seeds planted in fertile ground will blossom and produce good fruit to the glory of God the Father. There's more, but that's the things that I wanted you to hear from a year ago. We toiled, we fasted, we prayed, and we went to work. We gathered workmen to do the job. We established our high-tech team of Jim and Mike and Don and Jack and Matthew and Summer and Evans to put this thing together. We began to have meetings about what we thought we could do, and we didn't know what we were doing. We only had a vision from God and believing that we were able to do it. On January 9th of this year, during our fast, it was our established goal to begin broadcasting live from this storefront church to the world our services. And it is being done at this very moment. Hallelujah! Woo! A year from the time God gave us the vision has been fulfilled. And there, as I told you last week, the Lord spoke to my heart again. In fact, by the way, if you go to the internet, you'll find it, because I put it on the internet because I want you to see it and everyone else to see it to be reminded that this year we will accomplish in 1 year what it would normally take 10 years to complete. And I say to myself, that is impossible. That's the same thing I told myself last year at this time. That is impossible. But what is impossible with men is possible with God. And I believe that we will see that come to pass. Today is a day of celebration. It's a celebration not only of our fasting, it's a celebration of the answered prayers. It's a celebration of the faith that we believe, as Evan sang that song, we believe that there is more to come. So how can we celebrate? The first way that we can celebrate is we can give a sacrificial offering to the Lord. Let's look at verse 43 from Nehemiah. And on that day they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The sound of rejoicing at New Beginnings Net Church could be heard far away. Forgive my change in the scriptures for you, but I think you'll get the message. We cannot, nor should we bring a sacrifice as they brought. They brought sacrifice of offerings to the temple for their sin and for their shortcomings. But we can bring sacrifices of praise. We can rejoice in where we are and what we're doing. In Matthew chapter 6, as I told you last week, there's a threefold cord put together by the Lord Jesus. He said, when you give, and he went on to explain how we should give in verse 2. Three verses later in verse 5, he said, when you pray, and we have prayed and we know how to pray. And he said in verse 16, when you fast. So we can give sacrificially and cheerfully out of the abundance of our heart as unto the Lord. I felt that it was not fair on my part to rob you and myself of not having the opportunity for the third cord. We've fasted and we've prayed, but we haven't given. And I wanted us to have the opportunity to give sacrificially. I want you to reach deep into your checkbooks. Put your credit cards in the offering basket. We'll give them back to you, whatever's left. But you might say, Well, Pastor, we give our offerings and our tithes, and we have the little box on the back wall. This is not about the box on the back wall. You keep giving to that box that supports the church. But this is something very, very special. I ask you to pray about it. I hope that you have. We're going to do something very uncharacteristic. We've only done it in the last 10 years, maybe 4 or 5 times at the most. I don't remember those times, but we're going to receive the offering. And I'd like for our designated ushers to come up and to get these baskets. And we're going to do something a little bit, not a little different, a whole lot different. I want you gentlemen to stand right here in the front, right in front of me. Which, oh, come on, if we get in the middle here, George. I want you to stand in front of me. I want you to be right there. You go. Perfect. Right in the middle. We're going to pray over this offering. And then I want us to all come up. And I want everyone to come up. Whether you have something for the basket or not, I want you to come up and sing and rejoice and be joyful in it. If you got a penny, give a penny. If you got a thousand, give a thousand. If you got 5,000, whatever the Lord leads you to do, I want you to come forward. We're going to... Jim's going to start a song as soon as I finish praying, but let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, being obedient to you, trusting in you, believing in you, Lord, we want to give a sacrifice of praise through. We don't have sheep and goats and turtle doves to bring, Lord, but we have the fruit of the labor of our hands, and we bring that, and we place it in this basket by faith this morning. And Father, we give you permission to use it as you see fit for your glory and for the expansion of the kingdom of God. And we pray and we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen and amen. This is number 240 in your Baptist hymnal.
There it is. There it is. Yeah, it's in your hymnal. Hallelujah. I heard an old, old story. How my Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! Thank you, guys. Amen. You may be seated. Miss Judy, I know Summer's not here. When you get the offerings, I want this to be separate so we get a separate count of what it is, okay? I hope the bank's big enough to contain it all. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Well, I had already planned to skip point number 2 of the sermon, so we won't do that. We're going to go right on to point number 3 because I believe this is the culmination of what we've done here at this church. On a personal note, I got to tell you, I've been associated with churches now since I've been a believer since 1972. This is the most awesome time I've had in church, and this past year has been unbelievable for me. I mean, I have just seen the hand of God in your lives and so many of you coming here. The Lord has just blessed us beyond measure. I'm anticipating the same thing to happen again this year. Get in the water. Don't miss out on when God is moving. That's just really great. And I just thank the Lord for all that he has done. But another way that we can celebrate is we can purify ourselves. We can purify ourselves before the Lord. And verse 30 says this. When the priests and Levites had purified themselves ceremonially, they purified the people, the gates and the wall. So the priests purified themselves. Then they purified the people who had done the work. They purified the gates which they had reestablished and the wall which they had rebuilt. Now, we cannot and we would not think of purifying anyone the way that they did. Purification is a divine, holy, sovereign work of God. He's the one who makes us pure. But we can set ourselves apart. We can set ourselves apart individually and collectively as unto the work of the Lord. That's what they were really doing. They were saying, this wall is the wall of the Lord. These gates are the gates of the Lord. These people are the people of the Lord. These priests are the priests of the Lord. They were saying that we are not of the world any longer. We are established. We are an established people. We are an established body of believers right here at New Beginnings Net Church. That's who we are. We are established. And we can set ourselves apart. We've given our gifts sacrificially. We've given our prayers on our faces, on our knees. We've given of our fasting by struggling through it and doing what we could in order to fast as unto the Lord. We can set aside our own personal ambitions to do the work of the Lord. I guess as an observer of Christians, the one thing that probably is one of the most heartbreaking things is to see people who go through the motions without the true dedication. It's sad that in churches we have a core group who are really sold out, and then we have a group that just kind of periphery. They're here, but they just never really said, Lord, I will follow you though no one else will follow you. I will believe you though no one else believes you. Lord, I give you myself, my time, my existence from this day forward forevermore. And that people can know who I am by the life that I lead. I believe that's where we need to be. That's what they were doing. And I want us to emulate what they did. They touched the people. They touched the gates. They touched the walls. Are you ready to give yourself up for the service of the Lord? Whether or not you participated in this fast, are you willing today to take a really big step? In a really big one. You willing to do that? To put the past behind you? To look forward? Be like Jesus said, he set his face like flint to go to Jerusalem. You ready to, would you like to do that? You know, the Lord can't and won't force us to do anything. But I believe in the sound of what we've experienced today. Hearing what God has done in people's lives, it should stir us. If you know the Lord, if the Lord Jesus is in your heart, it should stir you to take another step closer. So that whether you're in your home, whether you're in the streets, whether you're in the stores, whether you're on your job, wherever you may be, that the focus of your life is to serve him. To do what I believe the Lord wants to do with us this year. It will be an utter failure, as I said last year, unless the Lord does it. But you know, that rubble in Jerusalem would have stayed rubble forever had not men and women going to work to do the job. That's what it took. It took human beings. Could God have raised that wall up and that temple up without them? Sure. He didn't. Could God have sung us a new song here this morning? He could have. He chose to wake somebody up in the middle of the night and give it to them. Could God have caused the bank accounts at the church to just expand by themselves? He could have. He chose to use us to give sacrificially. Could God cause things to happen this coming year by himself? He could, but he won't. What I'd like us to do, if you want to do this, and this, you're not under compulsion to do this, and don't feel bad if you don't do it. I don't want you to do something because you're embarrassed or whether you say, well, gee, you know, I need to do it because Pastor Morris said to do it. But if you want to make a commitment unto the Lord, I'm going to invite you to come down here in front. I want you to stand in front. And I'm going to take some oil, and I'm going to anoint you with oil, and I'm going to pray for you. And I would believe that as these guys in their day touch the people and the work, I'll be doing the same thing when I touch you with this oil. Okay? So,
yes. Hallelujah, that you give him strength and health, yes, in his body, Lord, yes, Jesus. Clarity in his, yes, mind. Lord, even heal his, yes, eye right now in the name, yes, of Jesus. Yes. Lord, in, yes, in anything that's out of order, yes, Lord, that it would come into divine order right now, Lord. Lord, his heart, his, yes, digestive system, yes, Lord, his feet,
yes,
Lord, everything, Lord,
yes,
divine order, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, from the top of his head to the, amen, soles of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Honor the people.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Father.
Amen. I have heard your cry, and they shall be done. Everything that's been stolen from you will be given back a hundredfold. Mm. I say, this is the day to rejoice. I,
yes,
say, my people,
yes,
rejoice.
Yes.
The best, hallelujah, is yet to be.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. What an awesome time.
I was feeling like we all ought to be going by praying for our shepherd.
Woo! Oh. Oh my. Oh. How great is our God? How great is our God? Ah. Hallelujah. Can we have some house lights, guys? You may be seated for just a minute. I want to just, I haven't gotten the liberty from the Lord yet to read you everything that the Lord gave me in a vision. I shared some of that with you last week. But I want to share something. And I know the hour's late, but hallelujah. We needed a good 3-hour service. And I was working on my time schedule. Boy, I cut the music back. I cut everything back. In that vision that the Lord let me have, I saw some things in the kingdom that had a real revelation to me. And I wrote it down, and I wanted to, this is towards the end of it here. The scene began to change, and once more I was on a musical journey. The Lord explained that I could be wherever I wanted to be. I could travel to the four reaches of the universe. He also explained that I was eternally safe and would never be tempted to sin. This is in the heavenly realm, not here. Here I still have temptation. He said that there was no sin ever again and that the sin of the world was non-existent. The only reminder of the sin were the scars in the body of Jesus. Then there he was in all of his glory and majesty. He was handsome and filled with love. I experienced him as much as I saw him. I could feel his love for me. He was so happy to be with me. He seemed happier than I was. It's difficult to describe, but there I was in heaven with him. He hugged me and thanked me for telling everyone I could about how much he loved them. "They don't all get it," he explained, "but that I was to keep telling as many as I could about his love that poured out of him towards them." I thought the scars in his hand would bring me sadness as a reminder of sin, but to the contrary, they brought me great joy, and I began to worship him. He too was overjoyed at his scars and seemed willing and joyful to show them. Then I noticed that the music was hard to bear. I thought, what kind of instruments is God using? Then a blast of sound as from a host of big bell tubers sounded and shook the place where I was. Then a wind blew over a grassy covered hill and the sound joined with the tubers. Then the sound came from everywhere and filled my senses. It was a sound and a melody beyond description. "That's my music," I heard the Lord say. God told me to go write down the vision. I thought, how could I remember all this? He said the Holy Spirit would help me. "No one is going to believe or understand this," I said. He replied that some would, and that would be enough. I thought about the book that I had read, The Shack, and the relationship in that book that was described between God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Spirit. And God said to me that the author got it almost right. I opened my eyes and came back to the awareness of my living room. All was quiet. The fire was still flickering. I looked around and thought to myself, this is what must have happened to others who have shared a vision of their visit to the heavenly realm. I chided myself for not believing them. I went to my office, put my prayer shawl away, and looked out my office window that faces the east. The sun was creeping up over the horizon, and the sight of it made me step back. The darkness was being pushed back as the blue and orange hues of another sunrise was taking place. "Oh, the majesty of the Lord," I said out loud. Then I sat down to write what I saw and experienced. I think we've experienced here today some of what I saw in the heavenly realm. There's more to this, and as the Lord allows me, I'll share it with you. But I guess the message is, and I think you've heard it loud and clear today, don't have a preconceived notion about what I'm going to say. I want you to receive this as a gift from the Lord. God truly loves you. Let's all stand. Father, this place has been transformed from a building that's once used to feed barbecue to the streets of Jerusalem, with the wall and the temple and the sights and sounds that were experienced by Jesus. And we've got to experience them here in this place today. Thank you for the testimonies, Lord. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the touch from you, the gifts. Thank you that we were able to be in your presence this day. Lord, let not what we've seen and heard and experienced today depart from us, but let us experience it all throughout this coming year. Lord, we thank you. What more can I say, Lord, than we thank you and we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Our fast is officially over. Don't gorge yourself. If you've been eating light, don't eat a lot. I promise you it'll make you sick. I've told others that. They didn't believe me. They went and ate a great big meal and he was sick as could be. So be careful. The Lord bless you. Jim, you have something to say?
Next week, Reggie Hope.
Next week, Reggie Hope will be preaching. Hallelujah. And he won't keep you for 3 hours, maybe. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.